This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra discussed his plans to make Iowa the most ag and business-friendly state. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
It's no secret that we are navigating an exceptionally difficult farm economy. Many farmers, particularly at the smaller level, are facing tough decisions on whether or not they can even operate for another year. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra is running for governor, and he said the Iowa ag industry would be his top priority if he were elected to the office.
We have to remember that ag is still and always will be the backbone of our economic engine in our state, all right? I mean, we have to be number one. We have to be the best when it comes to all 50 states. And that's what I'm pushing for my agenda. As the next governor, you know, I will sell this state through trade missions. I will make sure that we get trade deals for Iowa, make sure that our farmers and our producers are successful. Again, when they're successful, that means our main streets are successful. That means our hospitals and our schools, everything goes along with it when our producers are successful.
In his travels across the state to visit with constituents, Feenstra said one of the top concerns in the Iowa farm economy is the continued rise of input costs.
You know, talking with the Iowa producers and having round tables and just getting together on different farms and talking about, you know, the concerns and the opportunities, I think everyone's, you know, bullish on where we could go, and that's great. But when it comes to, you know, corn and soybeans, there's big issues, and that is the input costs. I mean, we got to drive down fertilizer when it comes to phosphate and potash. We got to drive those costs down, and I'm working with the administration on that. Obviously, they put it on the critical minerals list, so that will help reduce regulation.
For more information, visit FeenstraForGovernor.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.